A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, now with 100% copyright-free music.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
I'm Adam.
And today's topic is Dolly Parton.
Working 9 to 5, working what a way to make a living.
Adam, I noticed you didn't join
How
in.
How dare you disgrace Dolly Parton. You may only sing along once Dolly has begun singing first.
If you could do one activity with Dolly Parton, what would it be? So Dolly Parton takes you out for an activity. What would the activity be?
Go on
be?
Every ride in
yes,
in her theme park Dolly World.
What are the rides at Dolly World?
I don't know.
You just started rubbing your brows. I was like, oh my god.
What a question.
I think it's got a roller coaster that goes around the length of the park, a la Luna Park.
That's amazing. Oh. To what end? Well, I guess to show you around. I just can't imagine a Dolly Parton themed theme park.
Well, there is, so.
I can very easily imagine that.
What are the rides? Roller coaster.
Circus rides. Maybe they. Oh, Jack, you know how. You go to any theme park, or yeah. Imagine you go to like your county fair and they've got the Wipeout, and it's a ride that takes you round and round and round or whatever, and at the end of it you're like, that was really good, but what's the Wipeout? That, but with Dolly Parton songs.
So the Dolly Parton, so the 9 to 5 maybe is like a
yeah,
ride.
Yeah, that's a ride, but it's just like, I don't know, you go up and down.
The Jolene.
Yeah,
the you Jolene. Have your man stolen from you.
No, none of them actually have anything. That's how all carnival. I'm sorry to break the bubble, burst your bubble, break the illusion.
Yeah,
that carnival park rides are actually just named after things that people recognize. They call it the Wipeout. They stick Spider-Man. They stick a Captain America, and they stick maybe a Barbie in the background.
Yeah.
And then kids are dumb.
She's got a ride called the Barnstormer.
Yeah. Yes. That's fucking amazing. Okay, do you know what the Barnstormer is, or just the name?
I've just found names.
I like to think they put you in a barn and then they have a biplane shoot the shit out of it.
Blazing Fury, which the description is an out-of-control fire is just minutes away from engulfing an 1880s town. That's it.
What?
That's a description.
Is this like an actual theme park, or is this just biblical prophecies?
I'm just imagining you go to that one, you sit and you're like, oh yeah, it's a little town maybe, and then there's a fire starts. You don't know, is it the ride? What's happening?
And they play Firestarter, that famous Dolly Parton song.
There's one which is, there's just a room filled with all her awards and elaborate costumes.
That's not much of a ride, no. Dolly Parton.
She's got bumper cars, one called the Dizzy Disc.
Oh, that's good.
There's only so much you can do Dolly Parton themed that is a roller coaster.
Yeah, you get to go on a tour bus.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
The train.
Have you ever been on a theme park ride that has broken? Because I have been on two. The first one I was on was the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Paris Disney World, or Euros Disney Paris
Euro Disney.
World. Yes. And that was a Pirates of the Caribbean ride, and halfway through the ride, everything froze, and all the little animatronics were like, and the light came on. And then the exact same thing happened in the It's a Small World ride, which is a lot creepier, because the It's a Small World ride is a lot of kids singing, and they're like, it's a smart, and then the lights came on.
It's a smart.
I was very
afraid. It's a smart.
it's a... And then one flipped me the bird.
Then some of them jumped off their podiums and came at us.
They tried to get
the
away.
The lights went out, though. I don't know where they went.
Did Disneyland just have Oompa Loompas?
Oh, my God. It's funny that... That Willy Wonka's house, what do you call that? Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, yeah. Is kind of a theme park.
Yeah.
Because, like, what bits of it is the factory side of Willy Wonka's factory just not visible to the public?
No, I think it's, what are you it's talking all part about? Of...
Yeah.
Well, I guess the only thing we don't see is the chocolate bars getting wrapped.
Yeah. They have the River of Chocolate. Willy Wonka explains how it works.
Yeah, River of Chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay. So that must be... sent somewhere to solidify into chocolate bars.
Yeah.
Then it must be processed so that it's...
No, it's already processed. That chocolate just needs to be hardened and wrapped.
Yeah, but surely you got to do, like, I don't know, stuff to make sure it's not poisonous. You know? Well, it's poisonous.
Why?
Now Augustus yeah, Gloop died in it. Yeah.
It was perfect until a kid died in it.
All right, well, what about the rest of that area where there's just, like, candy plants for no good reason?
Well, the good reason is that they're growing
that's,
them
yeah, that's
like
where
that.
They grow. There's someone comes and peeks them.
They grow?
Yeah.
That, I thought that was just like an elaborate land that he'd constructed for the kids to enjoy. He's saying that...
For just those four kids that they brought in.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was notable. So you're saying Willy Wonka has created some
Jackson?
Kind of chocolate life.
Jackson.
Yeah?
It's a world of pure imagination. Come with me.
That's no explanation,
and
Mr. We'll Wonka.
See. It's a world
please,
of
Mr.
pure imagination. And we'll
for the love of God.
All
I don't know the rest
the
of the lyrics.
Time
Adam does.
To be
world of pure imagination.
If you want to view paradise,
any
simply
longer
look
we're
around
in trouble
and view it.
The Willy Wonka
if you
estate.
I never understood the door.
Yeah, the door doesn't make sense.
Because
it's like...
With.
I'm sad you just didn't continue on a loop for the rest of the episode. Yeah, that door never made sense because it literally doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it literally doesn't make sense. Are they shrunk?
They must be.
Did
maybe
they
that's
shrink?
A door you go through if you're like TV, if you get TV.
Mike TV. Yeah.
But they came out. So if they shrunk when they walked in.
Yeah.
When Mike TV got shrunked.
He's like subatomic.
He's tiny, tiny.
Wait,
then.
What?
So they walk through the door, and you remember how they're walking in the hall and it starts getting
smaller.
But when they walk through the door, they fit fine?
To get into the world of pure.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot they got
so
through
So does that,
that
mean
door.
They shrunk, or there's like some weird illusion?
World of pure imagination.
World of pure imagination. I didn't think that started till you opened the door. And then when Mike TV gets shrunk.
It's a double shrunk.
It's a double shrinkage.
He's so little now.
Nah, but the Oompa Loompas are all the same size compared to them. They don't shrink.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Maybe the Oompa Loompas were bigger before they went through the door. Oh. Maybe the Oompa Loompas used to be the size of a regular human.
Nah, but then they're like, they come out. They meet people again.
When?
Oh, yeah, at the
Charlie
end.
Charlie goes back to his home.
Charlie.
Oh,
yeah.
He's same sized when he meets everyone again.
Only in the new movie.
No, in the old movie.
No, he
I
doesn't.
Actually don't remember that in the new movie.
In the old movie, he goes into the great glass elevator at the end and off they fly in the end.
No.
Yeah, the end, because fucking old Mr. Wonkelwoo sits down, kneels down next to little Jimmy Crickercrack. And he says, hey, Jim Joe, do you know what happened to the boy that got everything he wanted? And then Jim's like,
he goes back to his mom.
He never does. The only thing that happens in the new one... Well, little Charlie Chainery.
Augustus, I guess you would just say that he went through the door as well.
Augustus Gloop?
No, the slug man.
Slughorn? He was already in there.
No, but he was outside.
Yeah,
first.
But you probably have to go back through the door to get
so
regular
you think
size.
Everyone, you think all of this entire factory has to at some point funnel its way through that one door?
Yes.
Think about it like this,
and then crawl through the hallway.
That's not a world of pure imagination. That's a world of pure traffic jam.
Imagine this, though. You're Mr. Wonka. You're like, I have a limited number of real estate, limited area of real estate, but I have shrinking technology. Maximize your industry.
I don't know if you're maximizing your industry because now your people can't work on large things.
So they have to send the chocolate bars back through the door as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What are the rules here?
It is confusing. What other things in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory? What's the boat for?
The boat?
Yeah.
To travel on the chocolate without.
Why has it
got to
be powered by pedaling? That's silly.
Well, that makes
a lot of
sense. No,
because if you put any Like, if it runs on petrol, you're contaminating the chocolate.
That's the way to keep the chocolate pure.
Jackson, I don't understand why they had a bunch of gooses. Geese? Huh? Well, they had a bunch of geese.
Yeah, well, they laid chocolate eggs somehow.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're trying to find a flaw in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, and I'm telling you right here and now, that factory is OH&S compatible. It's safe.
Well, obviously not all the children suffered.
Yeah.
That's their own fucking fault. All of those children are bad, and that that factory got rid of them.
Now, Mike TV didn't...
He dived in to get shrunk when he shouldn't have shrinked himself.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka... I think a factory that only produces good children is a good factory. I think we should
put more
kids through.
But Charlie wasn't a good child. He just got away with his badness.
He apologized.
He just had a bad uncle.
No one else was apologizing.
Yeah, that's
Mike
true.
Mike TV wasn't like, I'm so sorry I fucked up.
Yeah, because the rest of them kind of like were mutilated.
Yeah, exactly. Augustus is dead, Adam.
What happened to Violet? She fell into the trash compactor.
Yeah, she wanted it now.
It
she,
depends
she
on what
I
day
want
it was,
now.
I
I want the world.
I want
the whole world.
I want to knock it right up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. Give it to me now.
Jackson's right. It was the uncle who pushed Charlie.
Grandpa.
Grandpa Joe.
Who pushed Grandpa Charlie Joe. Into it. All Charlie did was give back the lolly thing at the end. He wasn't going to snitch.
Because he knows snitches get stitches.
Yeah, that's the message of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Don't snitch. If you snitch, you're in a ditch. I'm glad that that's not the one that took off. Snitches get stitches is much better.
Snitches get blown up. Snitches get either sucked up a tube and suffocated, blown up into a giant blueberry, or sent to the incinerator.
Is she permanently like that now?
No, they juice her.
But she's permanently purple.
Yeah, she will be.
That's disappointing.
Hey, try to imagine.
Who are they testing them on before she gets there?
Dead Oompa Loompas, I have to assume. Or like Oompa Loompas that are now dead.
Do you think Oompa Loompas wouldn't go blue? They'd go like orange-blue mix?
Oh, yeah. What
purple.
Is that?
Purple.
Purple?
A purple-esque color.
Yeah. Hey, so can we today together try to come up with a way to juice a young girl without killing her?
No.
Just like Lance in a boil or something, right? So but just, on a bigger scale?
They just prick her with her needles body. A bunch.
Yeah. I'm assuming, like, what's that bigness in her if not just fluid that you can siphon out?
Yeah, for some reason when as a child, I just imagined wringing her out like a towel.
Yeah, me too.
Tapping her like a keg.
This won't hurt a bit.
This won't hurt a little bit.
And then they collect the juice.
Loompa, chug, 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 chug.
Yeah, imagine you're getting juiced with the thing and you see the Oompa Loompas just drinking the juice that came out of you. That's meat blueberry juice. That's unwholesome and unhealthy. Anyway, if I could go anywhere with Dolly Parton, it would be to space. Like an astronaut kind of deal.
Send Dolly Parton to space again.
Again?
She's never been to space. Imagine if that was true, though.
Imagine if that's how we picked our astronaut celebrities.
Oh, hell yeah.
John Cena in space.
You ever hear of Richard... There's this, like, self-made
Richard
millionaire?
Branson.
No, Richard Garriott.
Oh, that's...
So Richard Garriott wanted to go to space. He's like this... like an entrepreneur or whatever. Yeah. And... He asked NASA. NASA are like, we can't send you to space, but you can actually pay the Russians to send you to space.
Yeah.
He asked the Russians. They're like, 30 mil. Richard Garriott's like, all right, then start. I forget what the company is, but he starts a company.
Yeah.
Works the company up until it made him 30 million or whatever it was. Sold the company and then just spent that money to go to space.
That's amazing. Did he like it? Was space good for him?
I think he enjoyed it, I imagine. I don't know, though.
He can't just go up for a week, though. That's the problem.
How long do you have to go to space for?
Described as if we were going to Echuca or somewhere in the Aussie countryside.
You
can't just go for a week.
Yeah, you have to stay for like 3 to 6 months at least. They don't send rockets up that fucking often, Jack.
She's right.
If you're going up to the space station, you're there for a while.
Oh, I assumed it was the kind of thing where it's like up and over, like a parabola. They're like, whoa, back to the
atmosphere. I wouldn't pay $30 mil for that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
I
pay $30.
I actually don't know how long he was in space.
Imagine being in the ISS and some fucking rich dickhead is like, I'm just going to come live here for a little bit. You'd be like, we got work to do, making sure the fucking moon doesn't collapse or
well,
whatever.
The ISS aren't really doing, like, they are doing work, but it's not like
it's pretty much a party central.
Not a party central.
Full of herpes. Yeah, space but... herpes. What if you invented an STD in space?
Yeah.
And then you brought it back to Earth.
Let's have that conversation. You be NASA, I'll be me. Right. Hey, NASA, Jackson, astronaut Jackson here.
Oh, hello, Jackson. How are we doing up in space today?
Pretty good. I got some cool-ish news for you.
Oh, we're very excited for everything you've learned.
So you know how you put me up here to make sure the moon doesn't collapse?
Mm-hmm. Well, how's the scaffolding?
It's looking good. I've actually been working on something else. I've invented an STD.
Huh?
So I've used my medical knowledge to create an STD up here.
Huh.
Yeah, so
let me just take a second to process that. Let me call my counterparts in China and Russia.
Okay.
Just give me a sec. Beep, 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 beep. So we have decided you're a fucking moron.
How are you creating this STD?
Well, that's what I liked that Zoe said invented. Like I did it on purpose.
Well, it's not like, because it's not
You're not exposed to anything new. Everything on the ISS came from Earth.
Yeah, but what if you, like, got some space rocks or something, mixed it
all
with...
All those space rocks that are drifting around.
You catch a bit of debris, you rub it on your joint.
And then you've got space herpes.
Yeah.
See, my fear is it would be space, like, pubic lice, and then when you take it back to Earth, it's just super heavy.
People would be super happy about that. You basically found aliens.
Yeah, but heavy aliens.
So? Who gives a shit?
Super heavy.
I like the idea of NASA cordoning off your crotch. Don't interfere. We need to study them.
Coming back and NASA being like, Jackson, so you belong, your genitals belong to NASA.
You're like
now.
Scratching, like, don't touch it.
But it's very itchy.
We need to put you in this iron crotch to stop you from
giant
stop you from
iron
scratching.
Underwear.
Do we need to put a fucking cone around your head, Jack?
You gotta put cone
on your hand.
I just can't get it.
You figure out you can just We've scratch got to with take the corner of the cone.
Jackson Bailey cannot eat. We need to take the cones off him. No! If Jackson Bailey dies for the sake of these space lice, so be it.
Man.
Humanity needs to know what space lice do.
I like to imagine I die as part of the experimenting, and they build a statue, and in the statue I'm just scratching my crotch. And I imagine the two of you on a rainy day in like nice formal wear, like you've just been to my funeral looking at it, and you're like, that's a pretty inconsiderate statue. It's weird that they painted it, they sculpted him scratching
well,
himself.
It's based on literally the only photo we have of him, so
fingers dug into my crotch, a look of like pain and pleasure.
Got like a little plaster thing or whatever of the actual photo. On this day in 2049, Jackson Bailey returned home from the ISS, the first man to contract super crabs.
Thankfully, the super crabs helped cure many of the ailments we face. We faced.
If we found out that crushing space crabs,
yep,
like cured a lot of diseases, would we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would we not?
Because it would be killing something.
Well, you just.
Well, they're not like. But they're so long aliens. As they're not.
If we found out that
or whatever,
fucking they would shooting be. A dog in the head.
We don't know that.
Well, I'm assuming most bugs are, so.
If we found out.
Sentience.
If we found out that shooting a dog in the head cured cancer, we would shoot dogs in the head.
Jackson's right. Dogs are. I don't
we
think
found out shooting 80-year-old men cured cancer.
Yeah.
Not their
I don't
cancer.
Think so.
You don't think we'd be like, well, I mean...
I think some places and
sometimes
people
the
would.
Old gotta die for the young, Adam.
I think the fact of the matter is a lot of places would still make it illegal.
What if I'm 80? I might be like, yeah,
you
go
you could
ahead.
Volunteer like you do with your organs.
I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Have the cancer that the cancer-destroying cells that are in the core of my brain.
Well, that's
we need
good
to
that you
out.
Are that selfless. I don't believe you're that selfless. I don't because you like, at 80 are like, I've got another 40 years. Why are you shooting me in the head?
They give me a gun and I turn it off.
You are not that selfless. But
take me to a bank.
If you were to be like, I'll happily take that. To cure someone else's cancer. That's very nice, but I think you'll find our society right now kind of frowns upon
the murder of the elderly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I like to imagine you on like your birthday, your 80th birthday, like the eve of, and you're just like, no.
Why'd I make this promise?
The other day I was watching, last night I was watching A Current Affair with my folks, and there was this old man on it who like, they were talking about, so the story was about like, this house that was full of asbestos and people were clearing it out. And the old man who lives there was like, I'm old. I'm 80.
Yeah.
If you want, I'll just clear out the asbestos myself. It's not going to get me.
Yeah, that's clever.
That's very selfless of him.
You know, I think there's something
that's not Jackson.
Yeah, that's not you.
No.
You are very certain that you will live.
You can pry it from my cold dead hands.
Although
that's,
maybe Jackson
yes, exactly
might,
the plan.
I reckon actually Jackson would still get rid of that asbestos because Jackson's like, cancer can't get me.
Got me once.
I'm immune.
If by 80 I've not figured out a way to live forever, I'm pretty disappointed with myself, let's be honest. If by 80 I'm like, well, there's an end in sight to this. If I've not found a vampire or some kind of cyborg technology, you know, fuck
that basically.
I'm putting
my brain in a robot, so...
I'm putting my brain in a jar. Absolutely.
My brain's going into a robot thing, and that's how I live forever.
What kind of robot?
Well, I guess like a humanoid.
I was going to go like a big... like a big.
Well, we're getting robots are getting more and more human-like, so you could probably
be...
Yeah,
get
in
one
just...
of those creepy, like, Jap... No, what's that one that Israeli robot thing? Is that what?
Surrogates! Get a surrogate from the movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis.
Yes.
What you ever seen that movie?
No.
Oh, that's a great movie because... So... That happens. Humanity just puts their brain... Or, like, you sit at home.
Yeah.
You're in, like, a machine, and that machine allows you to control a robot in real life. Bruce Willis is... But everyone's playing, like, just the perfect version of themselves as a robot. Bruce Willis's perfect version has hair, but it's a really... Because, like, you... Bruce Willis doesn't have hair in real life. I'm sorry, Bruce, but you don't.
You're bald, man. That's
you're
life.
Bald as
he
fuck.
Did in the 80s.
That's true.
But
moonlighting?
They had to,
hairy. Yeah.
They had to give the robot hair.
Yeah.
So the best way they could do that is with a toupee. So, like, this is the best version of Bruce Willis ever, and his hair looks bad. It's very funny.
Buy a lace front. Fuck.
Yeah.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
See, I think if I could put my brain in anything, if that was an option, I would put it in like a truck. For a bit. You know what I mean?
I couldn't do it forever. I couldn't be a truck forever.
But I could be a truck for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then put my brain somewhere
new. That's a long time.
That's a long time to be a truck.
You think you could do 10 years?
That's a lot of hauling.
That's basically like isolation.
I'm assuming my brain lives forever.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping on living by putting my brain in new places. When I'm in the truck, I control the truck,
guys.
Oh,
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, but like...
And I haul things across these great United States.
Would you be
all
tired?
You're doing.
No, I'm a truck. I'd be running out of petrol.
Yeah.
Then I got to get someone to fuel me up. Fill me up, cunt.
Jackson.
Yeah.
Imagine the 1 hour drive
to
take you home.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but times 10.
Yeah.
Imagine that, but times another like
10 years.
A day.
Yeah.
Imagine that for 10 years.
You're forgetting about the truckin' lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
You're forgetting about...
Yeah, what are you doing as a truck?
Call them
a truckin' lifestyle. You're pulling over to those roadside diners, you as a
lot
truck.
Lot lizard, lot lizard.
Lot lizards are getting in, grinding on my gear shaft.
Yeah.
I'm hardwired for pleasure, Adam.
I'm you listening. Will get very bored as a truck.
My trucker handles truck brain as I go, this is truck brain on the I-99. How's everyone else doing? Oh, you that truck that has a human brain in it? I heard about you. That's right. Trucking over and out. And then I just keep trucking. Full of greasy burgers, people shoving my fucking gas tank. Living that life, Adam.
You're going to break down.
Full of chickens in the back for some reason, I imagine. Thanks for the chicken noise, Zoe. Much appreciated.
Look at all those chickens.
If I break down, that's me dead, but...
I'm going to be a cop car. I'm going to pull you over on some dusty, lonely highway and then blap, blap to the back of the head. I'm putting you down, Jackson.
Where are you holding a gun? You're a damn car.
If you can fuck women, if you could fuck women and have cheeseburgers stuffed in your drain pipe or whatever, someone can strap a gun to the side of me.
That's fair.
I'd be a Segway.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Or an old person's motorized vehicle.
That's scary. Is the old person still on you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Where do you take them?
To the store.
Oh, so you're looking after
them. Yeah. It's not anarchy for this old person. No, I'm doing their daily needs because that's the dream anyway. Like, what are we doing? Going to the store and then going home to watch some TV? Yes.
So you're paradise. So when you die and go to heaven, God's like, here's an old person to take care of. Enjoy, Ms. Bellotta.
Because I'm the scooter, I'm not in charge of all the gross old people's stuff.
That's true.
Like, I wouldn't want to be like a nurse.
No.
But as the scooter, I'm like, yeah, whatever, hop on, let's go to Aldi.
What if the
Did
old
person... Did you say Segway or motorized scooter?
I said Segway and then I changed to motorized scooter.
If an old person dies, can you help?
Nah, not really. I mean, I can honk a little bit, I guess. Maybe have some flashing lights or something. Help! Help! Help!
My old person died. I like that you've got to be like, Miss Abernathy, this is your new motorized vehicle, Zoe.
Hello!
There is a human brain in it. Don't freak out. We're experimenting. There's also a truck and a cop car.
Seeing which one wins.
I like to imagine, because we both have radios.
Yeah.
I'm just taunting you over the radio. Coming for you, Jack.
What crimes did I do other than live?
It's a 10-5-7 being ugly on the road.
Ah!
Can I ask quickly? It's kind of fucked up that in Transformers, one of the Decepticons is a cop car. Yeah. All the other Decepticons are like military vehicles, whatever about that. Don't make kids scared of cop cars.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They're like...
But also, like, who really watched Transformers?
I watched the first two.
Oh, that's pretty good. Did that cop car ever arrest anyone?
It's a Decepticon, Jack.
Yeah.
If it were a person, it would not arrest people.
Yeah, no, but it's there for, like, local espionage.
Yeah.
If they needed to pull over Shia LaBeouf.
You know there's
Mark
no guy
Warburg.
In it, right? Oh, actually, you know what? Did you say pull over or arrest?
I said
it
arrest.
Did pull over Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, there you go.
See, we'll find this.
It didn't arrest him, though. It tried to kill him.
Was that like Shia LaBeouf waited? Like if
yeah, it was like, well, because the Transformers in the movies can pretend to have a person in them.
Yeah.
So the cop car pretends there's a person in it, pulls over Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf is like... What's going on, officer? And it's just sitting there for a little bit, and Shia LaBeouf's like, is everything okay? And then I think it materializes a gun or something like that and tries to shoot him.
Pew, pew.
And then Bumblebee saves him.
Dolly Parton, when she was born, her mama paid the doctor with cornmeal.
I have heard that.
Did you know that when you were born, the doctor slapped your mom?
You throwing your mama jokes my way? When I was born, the doctor was like, nope, put me in the bin. Dad had to fish me out. I was a dusty baby. The doctor just being like, and it's a beautiful baby. Whoo! This one's got the devil in his eyes. Drop him in the bin.
This one's not done. Put him back in.
This one came out wrong. Yeah, that was my Dolly Parton history.
That's so good.
It's all right. You got any Dolly Parton facts for us?
I have so many Dolly Parton facts. I have 10.
That's
from a list that,
that
it was like 10 Dolly Parton facts I bet you wish you knew.
I bet I wish I knew these.
And the first one was about...
The cornmeal?
The cornmeal. She's been married for 50 years to the same gentleman.
That's great.
In Hollywood, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. She's Miley Cyrus's godmother.
God damn it.
What? Oh, wait, no. Never mind.
Okay.
What? Why?
I thought you spoiled one of my facts.
But I didn't, apparently.
No. That's good to hear.
Iconically, yeah. The sheep Dolly... is named after Dolly Parton.
That's true.
I think I knew that.
Because
it's
fake. I don't
know why I knew that.
And that's
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, there you go.
Fake.
All of her are fake. There's that that Dolly Parton quote, like, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is a great quote.
Do you think...
I hate that the scientific community and Dolly Parton are fighting. Why can't they just make up?
Why can't they just be friends? Imagine we lived in a world where, like, you could get cloned, but you had to call your clone Dolly.
There'd be a lot of Dollies around.
There would be.
Actually, no. Well, I'm not getting a clone. You'd be like Dolly Jackson. Adam.
What if Dolly Adam wants to kill real Adam and then be Adam? I don't want a clone. No,
that's
thanks.
A crime. He's still a guy who's subject to the laws of the world.
Oh, yeah. And people never get away with murder.
Well, Adam,
how would you know right now that I was Dolly Adam? Come on, ask me a question only the real Adam would know.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Show me your belly button.
See, I got one.
Hey, it's real
I'm
Adam.
I'm definitely not Dolly Adam, just carving out a piece of his chest.
I think I could tell the difference between a belly button and a knife wound, yeah. Right? Right?
Yeah, you can.
How many times you really stopped to look at a person's belly button?
Pretty much never. The belly button...
Mine just kind of looks like a line across my stomach because I'm so fat.
I think mine does as well. No, looks like a belly button.
I'm wearing high-waisted pants.
Show us your belly button.
I'm also wearing high-waisted underpants.
It's just so high. Kind of.
Like mine looks like a cave belly. That black hairs grow on.
Mine looks like I've been... So mine looks like I'm putty. And someone's poked their finger
exactly
in the putty.
What yours looks
and
like.
Then it's slowly coming out again.
I think I got a bit of that look.
Yeah, yours is more hairy, though, than my belly button.
Mine is a lot hairier.
But do you think
you're hairier than I always imagined?
Yeah, Adam's hairy. I'm not.
You forget I'm Italian.
Yeah, no, it's only from the neck down you look Italian.
Do you think the belly button gets neglected? I never hear about like a belly button fetish or like.
Have you ever like cleaned your belly button and just had a time with that?
No, I'm kind of afraid to because who knows what I'll find.
Have you ever
just
stuck your finger in your belly button and smelt it?
No.
Do it. It's gross.
I think mine will be fine because I clean my belly button.
You clean your belly
How
button?
How often?
Every time I have a shower.
Like we've got
cleaning
like a
your
soap.
Belly button?
Yeah, it's not hard, Jack. See, when a normal person has a shower, they tend to just have soap on their hands.
Yeah.
So it's not hard when you're rubbing your belly and back to just...
Do you stick a finger in?
There you go. Yeah.
I don't stick a finger in.
Well, how? Then you're not cleaning your belly button.
That's why it smells weird. Smell your belly button.
I'm not smelling my belly button.
You want to smell my belly button?
Less? I'd rather smell my own than smell your belly button.
Everyone loves their own supply.
Do you remember the time our belly buttons kissed?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was the best. We once like slapped bellies together and our belly buttons like
cupped. I think I was there.
No,
you were describing this to me.
They suctioned onto each other. You came away with like a...
That was amazing.
It was beautiful.
It's probably the greatest thing I've ever done.
I've never felt closer to you than when our belly buttons created a vacuum. Why are we talking about fucking belly buttons? I've never seen... I think I've said this on a Shut Up a Second before, but I've never met anyone with an Audi belly button, and I think they're a myth. I've never seen one
I've
Audi
never seen
belly.
It either.
Babies have Audi belly buttons, but it...
Nah,
it's
babies...
less common now because now they know... like cutting the umbilical cord is different.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
That's fascinating.
So it's like...
Outer belly buttons are going the way of the dinosaur.
Pretty much, yeah.
Ghosts.
I don't know the science behind it because I'm no belly button doctor, but it pretty much was along the... Because I was Googling it. I think after you mentioned Audi belly buttons.
They didn't believe in them, yeah.
They're just like, we found a new technique on how to cut the umbilical cord and it's more effective.
One day there will only be one Audi left. That's
is
so
a belly
sad.
Button doctor basically just a what's the baby doctor?
Pediatrician.
No, because who else is dealing with belly buttons specifically?
No, because if like sometimes there is a case of like someone being born without a belly button somehow and you have to like they had to reconstruct one.
How are you born without a belly button?
I don't know.
When did they reconstruct it? Were they still a kid? Was it still a pediatrician?
What if my belly button gets infected now? Just from misuse.
Jackson's storing nuts.
A likely story, yes.
throwing nuts in it. Jackson, your belly button is very red. It's full of peanuts.
Also, wow. I'm allergic.
I'm really allergic to peanuts.
I think you're seeing a doctor who knows about infections.
What about if it's just...
doesn't matter where the infection is. I don't think there's anything that specifically happens to the belly button. I don't think there's any need for a belly button.
It can detach, I think.
What?
Oh, I know about this. Yeah.
It can detach because there's like a little stalk.
Yeah.
In...
But we don't get nutrients through our belly button anymore.
No, but pretty much what happens, like if you get a tummy tuck or something like that, because there's a little stalk on the inside that doesn't really attach to anything, but it makes like goop or like this weird kind of milky substance. And so when people have like tummy tucks or liposuction and stuff, they have to be really careful to not hassle the stalk because if they hassle it, then all the goop will leak.
I'm very close to vomiting.
Well, that's the plastic surgeon's problem.
This is a hideous conversation.
Not a belly button doctor problem.
I just don't think there are belly button doctors.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I agree. There's not. That's a myth.
That's something I made up literally 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. There are doctors for hands, feet, junk, head. That's it. Whole body.
Actually, you know what? Nah, it's not a shut up a second question.
No, hit me up with
it. Are there doctors for junk?
Yeah.
Is there a peniologist?
I don't know, actually.
There's one?
Surely there's a dude gynecologist.
Yeah. Wangologist? Oh, yeah. There's the gynecologist and...
Cocologist.
I don't know.
Cockologist.
Schlongologist.
Yeah, it's probably not the Latin word. You're right, Jack.
What is the Latin word? Penum?
I don't
know. I'm going to Google penis doctor and hope that I don't get porn.
Maybe it's something with the urethra instead of...
Oh, yeah, true.
But that would still, because a gynecologist doesn't just look after your giant.
Yeah,
it looks after all your lady bits internally. So, like, would there be a testicle doctor?
Well, when I lost a nut, I didn't go to any specific doctor. It was just like a doctor who was like, bonk, bonk, yeah, that's cancer. Hmm. So, I never went to anyone specifically.
I think, though, that, like, to just check for cancer, a general practitioner or family doctor, as they are sometimes known.
Mm. We'll do that.
Yeah, any one of them.
I've had doctors not, though.
Really?
Yeah,
seems like an oversight.
Yeah, this doctor was very bad. Not feel my testicles upon request.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it was when I was, what the fuck was I doing? Yeah, I was doing this whole thing. I was trying to get, because I was keeping.
I was trying to get my balls touched.
I was doing a dare. It's a jackass kind of stunt. No, so it was when I, because I had sperm frozen and I needed to stop having it frozen because I checked my sperm count. I'm fine. Extra thick. And so we got it on the wall. I got my report from the...
Oh, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, no, I got extra viscous cum. It's good to know. Jackson Bailey, thick cummed boy. It's
not
just above
going
average.
To come back to bite you saying that ever. It will. No.
Anyway, so I go to this doctor because around the same time I'd been having a really sore ball. And normally cancer doesn't hurt, but like I'm like, well, I might as well get it checked. And I went to her and I'm like, hey... Yeah, I've got all that shit organized. Hey, just while I'm here, my ball hurts a little bit. Is it all right if you just maybe give it a check just to make sure? And she's like, if it hurts, it's not cancer. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. But like, it hurts. She shouldn't have been like, if it hurts, it's not cancer. She should have been like, let's have a look. But she just dismissed me.
No bedside manner. Yeah. Did you get a house doctor?
I think I may have gotten a house-esque doctor. She also didn't believe...
Were you doing something really dumb?
Well,
like applying cream?
He was telling her very much about his viscous cum, so she was like, get out of my office.
The whole story...
Were you eating a cream that you were supposed to rub or something?
The whole story is I needed to make sure my sperm count was good. So I go to the sperm man and I say, hey... I'm here to check this. I've called up. I made an appointment. They're like, go. Well, no, first of all, they were like, have you got your doctor's certificate? I was like, I didn't know I needed one. He's like, well, you do. I'm like, shit. Well, all right. I guess I'll go do that. He's like, no. Go jerk off. Give us the thing. We'll test it. But get that doctor's certificate and then we can give you the results. I'm like, well, cool. So I go to my doctor. It wasn't my regular family doctor. It was somebody replacing him while he was away. But I'm like, hey, I need this. She's like, what? I'm like, I need the certificate. I've already given the sample. I just need the certificate so that I can get the results. She's like, we don't do that. Nobody does that. I'm like, that's what I've been requested. She's like, do you need to give the sample? We can do it now. I'm like, I don't need to give the sample. I have come into a jar already. That bit taken care of. All I need from you is a certificate. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I guess. And then I did it. And then I went there. And so she was not a great doctor.
Good thing
but extra viscous cum, so that's, you know.
That's great.
Swings and
you
roundabouts.
You said it like 4 times now in the last 5 minutes, and I wish you'd stop.
Say it, though. It's a bit fun.
No.
Extra viscous cum.
Right?
I want that on a t-shirt.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Extra viscous cum. Have you got any more Dolly facts? No?
No, I left the webpage.
Yeah, that's fine. Dolly movies?
Did you know that she was speaking of, as we were, just literally just now speaking of how Dolly Parton is Hannah Montana's godmother?
Yeah.
Did you know that she played Aunt Dolly on 3 episodes of the Hannah Montana TV show?
Really?
Did I call her Hannah Montana before and not Miley Cyrus?
You
as well?
Did.
Yeah, well, whatever. She'll always be Hannah Montana to me. You got the party out front. Sometimes it can be kind of fun.
I never watched
I got the best of both worlds.
Adam singing Miley Cyrus songs is probably my favorite thing to watch.
It's a quite a new, like, running gag around the studio, but it's really good. Adam singing Party in the USA is... We were on a drive
I
together
call
recently.
You fall. Da, 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 da,
da. Wrecking
ball. Coming like a wrecking ball.
Recently, the three of us and Zamet, we were driving out to the country for an Apple festival. And we just, for a bit, didn't have the radio. We just had Adam singing. And it was honestly the best bit of the whole drive. Yeah. You got the skills. What's Miley doing these days? Old Mai Sai.
More songs, I guess. Yeah. She's still doing music.
Did you guys ever watch the Hannah Montana show as kids?
Yes. I was a little bit too old for
me it. Me too, I think.
That's unfortunate because I'm older than both of you. It was the only way I could really like connect with my sister.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Why you got to be so mean?
Because it's fun.
Fair, I guess.
What was the... Okay, now here's my question. Forget those other two. What friend do you have now that may be living a Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus type existence?
Joel Dusha.
Do you reckon Joel Dusha is...
You reckon Joel Dusha is secretly famous?
Who?
No, Joel Dusha would so brag about it.
Joel Dusha could... If Joel Dusha was Hannah Montana, he would not keep it... He'd drop hints. He'd
be absolutely.
Like, he'd be like, did you enjoy that Hannah Montana concert you were at last night?
Mm? The boy loves both a humble brag and a regular brag.
All right, I rescind my
answer.
Let me think about this.
And if you choose a friend, you also got to choose which famous person they secretly are.
Oh, fuck. Do they have to look like
Maybe just to keep it simple, we'll do who's in the room. So who of us do you think we are secretly?
Oh, like each of the... So I'd pick you two.
Yeah. Come on, Zoe. Who am I secretly?
Oh.
You are one of those like B-grade, possibly C-grade celebrity
Getting
chefs.
Getting more insulting as it goes.
Richard Curtis
or a Curtis Stone, whatever his name is.
But like one of those ones you see just on Vice.
Okay.
Just or on like, Vice.
Like the TV channel Vice.
Oh, I've never watched.
Oh. Like their shows where they're like, we're going around the world and we're like killing pigs.
You think I'm like, hey guys, I gotta go away in a family emergency, and then I'm actually filming. I don't know, Jack. No, I wouldn't call myself Jackson Bailey. That's my real name.
Bax and Jaylee's
pig killing tour of the world.
Or you'd be like Rex's Texas.
Rex's Texas. Is that a guy, or did you make that up?
I made that up because Hannah Montana.
Rex's Texas. Yes,
I reckon. Jackson, like the way Hannah Montana would don a wig.
Yeah.
Jackson is right now donning a fake beard. When we're done with it, or whenever Jackson is having one of his long sleeps, secretly for 5 hours of that 15 hours, he's sneaking out to take off the beard to be Colin Lane on Ready, Steady, Cook. Zoe is secretly Kirstie Alley.
How dare you, but yes.
Don't admit it.
How dare you? I'm not a fan of Xenus.
And that's why you can be here so often, because Kirstie Alley isn't doing a lot right now.
Not a lot of work happening for old KA.
Cursed cast.
Adam, you, I think.
I feel like Adam in his downtime dons like a wig.
Zac Efron. Yeah.
That is exactly. I was going to say like one of those like guys that cosplays as like little anime girls.
That's not even a celebrity.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing.
And you're like a famous one, I guess.
just insulting.
Tokyo Brokyo.
I love that's
Tokyo Brokyo is a good anime. Thank you very much. about a young man who goes broke in Tokyo. He needs to make it day to day. God, he kills a lot of people to steal their stuff.
Zoe, I imagine you're one of those people that's on like late at night poker tournaments.
Yeah.
You know, like 4 a.m.
I had to name people. Why don't you guys have to name
people? We didn't. You didn't.
You're Galabama, Alabama.
Yes.
Galabama, Alabama.
That's not even how Hannah Montana works.
You chuck in a little mustache, a little pencil mustache, and you put on a big cowboy hat, and you go and you fucking rule the roost at the old poker tourneys.
I'm Galabama, Alabama.
Surely Laura Louisiana would have been better.
It's got a rhyme.
Montana rhymes.
Galabama, Alabama. There we go.
Galabama, Alabama.
Hannah Montana are both words. So
Hannah's
if we're not following conventions.
Hannah's a name. So it's Galabama and Brokio and Lexus, Texas.
Finish what you're saying.
It was Rexus, Texas.
Rexus. It wasn't even a name. Lexus is at least like a name. It's a brand of car. But Rexus, Texas, not so.
What are other ones we could do?
You just got to choose an American state and then make a fake name at the front of it. Brew York, New York.
Minnesota, Minnesota.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
I'm trying to think of like long...
Oregano, Oregon.
North Carolina, North Carolina.
Why aren't you trying?
Because the name Gorth is really funny. Hi, I'm Gorth. How you doing?
Did you say Garth?
Gorth. No, Gorth. Oh, with an O, not an A.
Garen.
No, Garen.
You know, a mixture of Darren and Gary.
Oh, that's good. I think we all gave each other secret identities, right? And if that's not what Dolly Parton's truly about, then I don't know Dolly Parton. Hey,
and on
quickly,
that note...
before... Shut up. Quickly. Before we finish... how many Dolly Parton songs can we name? Because I can think of two.
I can also think of
Jolene,
two.
9 to 5.
Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's maybe it.
Three. We got three.
That's all right. There's three of us. It works out. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotto.
I've been Adam.
Thank you for Dolly Parton.
Jolene.
Jolene.
Dolly Parton.
Jolene. Jolene.
From Murder.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.